Movie Math is all about mystery this week, with a double feature of Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, and Sherlock Holmes' Game of Shadows. In Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, George Smiley comes out of retirement to try and discover the identity of a Soviet mole in the British Secret Service. For those who remember the Cold War, this film harkens back to those prehistoric times when technology was such that you could not carry a computer in the palm of your hand and access information while standing on a street corner. Smiley is played by Gary Oldman, and to say he is restrained in his performance is an understatement in the extreme, but the thing that struck me the most is that the actor seems to be trying to sound like Alec Guinness, who some will recall played George Smiley in the celebrated television miniseries version of this book, way back down in 1979, in between the first two Star Wars movies. His quartet of suspects consists of Ciarán Hinds, Colin Firth, Toby Jones, and Mark Strong. The performances are not making much of a splash here, but in England, this film was nominated for 11 BAFTA awards, only one behind The Artist, the Oscar frontrunner that has to show up in the Twin Ports sooner or later. The pacing of this film is decidedly methodical, because solving this mystery is not about deductive reasoning or periodic bouts of intense action. Figuring out this puzzle is like working out those logic puzzles we had back in elementary school, where the Irishman lives in the greenhouse and the banker lives next to the house where they eat pizza. Smiley does not figure out who the mole is. Instead, he figures out how to find out. The movie math for this film is to take a James Bond film of the Sean Connery variety from the 1960s and to strip it of Q's gadgets and set the violence and action back to the level of the early days of the code. Then, for a twist, have a retired M show you exactly why he is the brains of the operation. Populate the cast with English actors recognizable to younger viewers from the Harry Potter movies, and to the rest of us from a couple of Jane Austen efforts. Ironically, while the story of Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy comes from the time when James Bond burst into the collective consciousness of the known world, it is the second film in this week's double bill that is closer in terms of being a cinematic relative to the 007 movies. In Sherlock Holmes' Game of Shadows, the great detective is locked in a death struggle with his great nemesis, Professor James Moriarty, the Napoleon of crime. With an appellation like that, you know that Moriarty has to be up to something really big, even for a guy whose day job is being a professor of mathematics. So it is up to Holmes to save England, not to mention most of the continent, from the professor's notorious plans, if only he can figure them out. Of course, Holmes is smarter than Moriarty, but the point is clearly debatable, and our hero takes it on the chin more than once and with some degree of seriousness before things come to a thrilling climax. Once the film disposes of Rachel McAdams' character from the previous movie, it offers up the female lead, Noomi Rapace, the original girl with the dragon tattoo, as a gypsy who looks fierce but is really given nothing to do. I was not expecting any romantic entanglements because Dr. Watson gets married during this one, and besides, the bromance between Holmes and Watson is the keystone of this incarnation of Conan Doyle's detecting duo. As Holmes, Robert Downey Jr. is pretty much in cruise control, but it is Jude Law's seemingly effortless turn as Watson that is the film's best performance. The hyper-reality editing is artfully done, although if you want to see artfully done, then you should stick around to watch the first half of the closing credits. Game of Shadows is not as much fun as Mission Impossible 4, Ghost Protocol, but it is surely a strong second. I still prefer the traditional Sherlock Holmes, where the emphasis is more on deduction and less on action, and there is a case to be made that this film is one of the least Sherlock Holmes-like Sherlock Holmes movies ever made. That is why, when it comes to the whole idea of presenting a post-modern Sherlock Holmes, Game of Shadows is okay, but I'm a bigger admirer of Sherlock, the British import with Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman as Holmes and Watson, the next trio of offerings of which are due to arrive on this side of the pond this year, which includes not only a new version of The Hounds of Baskerville, but one called The Reichenbach Fall, which should offer another version of the death struggle between Holmes and the Napoleon of crime. For the movie math on this one, the recipe calls for you to take 3 parts Sherlock Holmes, 2 parts James Bond, 1 part Mr. Bean, and 1 part Charming Rogue of the Downey variety. Bleach the colors of the film so they tend towards the metallic, skew the cinematic techniques towards the Matrix, and wait for people to actually show up at the movie theaters to actually see movies. Maybe it just seems like most of the good movies of last year came out last month, but if that helps get the industry off to a great start after a bad year, so much the better. More people should be seeing movies this year. After all, they don't show political ad campaigns at the movies. Uh-oh. probably shouldn't have said that. This is Lawrence Bernabeau, bringing an air of mystery to this edition of Movie Math on Curtain Call.
Curtain Call is brought to you in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.